local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Pensacola, right now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin with you as we start off the show here on a Thursday. I'd like to apologize to you, Austin, as well as people who are listening today.
What's up?
I'm not okay. I've been in this industry a long time. And there are challenging days. There are stories that we cover that typically just rolls right off. It's our job. We cover it. We present facts and what we believe from whatever the sources are to, let the public know what's going on. Every now and then, it hasn't happened often, but there's just a story, subject. And, I don't know if it's just because, I'm a dad now. I don't know. I've had to cover, and I've had to deal with throughout the entirety of this afternoon and pretty much the entire time I've been here today, the story, which is now national news, with the death of the senior airman in Okaloosa County. There was a news conference this morning with civil rights attorney Ben Crump and the family, and then a couple of hours later, one with Okaloosa Sheriff Eric Aiden, in which they released the body camera footage. And I hate what this story and the discourse around it is already disintegrating into. The us against them, the bad cops, all of it, because you have you have a man who has taken an oath to protect and serve his community and is putting his life on the line every single day, who is responding to a domestic disturbance call. He dispatch sends him out. He meets up with a resident there who is kind of relaying why she made the call and telling him the apartment number. He goes up an elevator around a corner and forcefully knocks on the door twice, audibly and loudly, saying law enforcement, sheriff's office, open up, twice. He does not have any idea what's behind that door.
You are correct.
There is also, another man who has taken an oath to protect and serve his country, who by the accounts that we're aware of right now, had stationed at Hurlburt Field, had gone to work, gotten home, and was there for about a half hour. And according to his family, was playing video games with his friend and FaceTiming with his girlfriend. He hears loud bangings on his door. We'll never know if he clearly understood who was on the other side. But he's in his apartment, and it would appear that there was some fear in his mind of wondering who's banging on my door. And he has a gun. He's a trained senior airman in the Air Force. He is a lawful owner of this weapon. And he is in his apartment. And he opens the door. And there are just... there's two men for a split second that are just looking at each other. One with a gun at his, held down to his side. And then there's a deputy standing there, seeing a man with a gun at his side. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a scholar of the definition of justifiable behavior. There is no right answer. We don't know who this deputy is. We could assume that there is perhaps a spouse, perhaps some children involved in his life, perhaps parents, who is at this moment, his life, livelihood is on the line. There is a mother, there is a brother that we're aware of, and other family members and friends who are dealing with the loss and the anger and just resentment and just all the feelings that I just can't possibly comprehend. And you know, we don't know what comes from here. The FDLE is investigating. Mm-hmm. The state attorney's office is going to have to determine what was that justifiable behavior. And, you know, I can't definitively say yes or no one way or the other. I'm putting myself in the deputy's position of responding to a call and just having to have a sense of awareness and alert for anything that is on the other side. And then there's an Air Force service member who is in his home with perhaps not the understanding of knowing who is knocking on the door. We won't know what was going through his mind. But, you know, I just, my heart goes out to the family of Senior Airman Roger Fortson. My heart goes out to the family of this deputy and the deputy himself, because I just, in that moment, it's just hard. It's just hard to wrap my mind around.
Yeah.
Again, I apologize.
No, you're good.
You know, we talk about things that are going on, and that's why you listen. And you know, my heart's just breaking, man. It's just breaking because this whole thing sucks, and it sucks because somebody at the state attorney's office is going to have to make a determination about whether this deputy was justified in his actions. And no matter what happens,
there's no winner.
There's no winner. 421, we'll move on. You can let us know the traffic and weather, and then we'll take a break.
Okay, sure. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, just a few issues, nothing too severe. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, that's going to give you some trouble. Same thing with Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile. And then it's going to be Pensacola Boulevard also traveling northbound towards Burgess Road and North Davis Highway traveling northbound just past Creighton Road. Last main spot in Pensacola is going to be Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. And outside of Pensacola, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound past Hurlburt Field and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Overnight, showers and thunderstorms are likely as we head toward early Friday morning. A little bit of lingering rain may fall as we head through the morning hours. Changes on the way for the weekend due to a cold front. Highs Saturday and Sunday will be in the low 80s with nice overnight lows dropping down into the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Forecast.
Sorry, Alan, I kind of cut you off there for a moment. But yes, that's your traffic and weather. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, maybe some top three stories and another quick check of the roads and weather. Stay tuned.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, they are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy the past few years. How to know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 and hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with the Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Right now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just a little bit past 425 here. We'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Just a few big spots in Pensacola currently. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road and Blue Angel Parkway, rather, traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road that has gotten increasingly backed up, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of Pensacola, it is Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound past Hurlburt Field and a bit further west past Windhaven Beach, and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Warm, humid weather continues through tonight, and there's a pretty good chance for showers and thunderstorms to move through. The most likely time for that will be before sunrise or around sunrise Friday morning. Through Friday morning, a chance for lingering rain is there, and then it will clear out as we head through the day. And we've got a cold front changing things up for the weekend in a good way. Highs this weekend will be in the low 80s, and overnight lows will be down in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News First Warning Forecast.
428 here at News Radio Pensacola. Again, thanks so much for bearing with me there. Textures, I appreciate it. One says, I too feel your pain. One life lost. One life, career, confidence, mental state, reputation lost. Countless lives affected by both family, friends, and not least of all those chosen to assist and those who will be tasked to judge. Appreciate your compassion. There is no side to take except compassion for both sides. Whether the deputy whether it is determined if the deputy's actions are justified or not, it is a life sentence for him. It's a life sentence for the families and. Just a tragic situation all the way around. But again, appreciate you putting up with me there. All right, so a little just shy of 4:30. Coming up at 4:35, Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright recapping the agenda from today's County Commission meeting. President Biden today confirming that American bombs have been used to kill Palestinian civilians. He confirmed that with CNN after yesterday the U.S. paused a large shipment of weapons headed to Israel, says civilians have been killed in Gaza as a consequence of those bombs, and says that if the military decides to launch a ground offensive in Rafah, then the U.S. will not supply them weapons. Top story there. We'll try to get through our state and national headlines after Commissioner Colton Wright joins the program. 4:35 here, Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola.
News, I'm Tom Graham. Adult film star Stormy Daniels underwent cross-examination today in Donald Trump's hush money trial. Fox's Nate Foy is in New York.
Trump's attorneys questioned her about her credibility and motives. Daniels maintains that she just wanted to get her story out, but Trump's lawyers pointed to all the money that she's made on the Trump story. Trump's lawyers also asked Daniels about her claims that she can speak to dead people and her social media attacks on the former president.
Trump is charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records in an effort to keep an alleged affair with Daniels quiet. A man accused of supporting a plot to kidnap Michigan's governor running for office now, Eric Mulliter, was acquitted last fall.
Now he wants to be the sheriff of Wexford County in Northwest Michigan. He's filed papers to run in the Republican primary this August.
Fox's Jack Callahan there. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Earlier this week, Sony and a partner made a $26 billion bid to acquire Paramount Global, which owns CBS, MTV, the Paramount Plus streaming service, as well as the movie studio Paramount Pictures and various intellectual property. Well, a New York Times report says that if Sony is successful in acquiring Paramount, it would sell that company's TV stations and streaming service, as well as the historic Paramount Pictures lot in Los Angeles. Mixed financial news out of Yelp after today's market close. The restaurant review site reported better-than-expected first-quarter earnings and right-in-line revenue, but its guidance for the second quarter was light. In response, Yelp is getting a negative review from traders. The shares are down 7% in after-hours trading. Stocks notched fairly solid gains in the regular Thursday session. The Dow Jones Industrials jumped 331 points. The S&P 500 rose 26, and the NASDAQ Composite moved up 43. That's Your Money Now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. Most nights you can get away with only watching the final 5 minutes of a basketball game, but tonight the first 24 minutes of Dallas and OKC will be telling. Luka Doncic is dealing with a knee sprain that clearly hindered his game one performance, and I think the first half of tonight's game will give us a major sense as to how much gas Luka has left in the tank, which will tell us how much of a series this will really be. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, we're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, shared 50K Grand Slam jackpots, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Tops Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Tops Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Severe weather can strike at any time. Anytime.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Anytime.
Looking at the map here, this is west of Bellevue, pushing eastward across West Pensacola.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time. When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The harder you work, the luckier you get. The more you get done, boy, the less you regret. Write it down so you never forget. The harder you work, the luckier you get.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we got here. Looking at the roads, hasn't been a ton too severe going on at this time, but appears to still be the case now. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still has its usual backups. Same can be said for Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. And then, man, the worst one would have to be Blue Angel Parkway. If you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, you're basically going to have congestion that's going to be giving you some trouble, basically all the way back up to U.S. Highway 98, just about. So be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. That's worse than usual. It's going to have you backed up well past Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound past Windhaven Beach, giving us that typical evening issue. Let's see, I-10. This is if you're traveling westbound, traveling towards Avalon Boulevard. You may have just recently gotten over Blackwater River. We do have an accident there. My bad, that's traveling eastbound towards Blackwater River. I can't read the traffic. But yeah, that's looking kind of rough at this time as well. And then the last main spot is Caroline Street, traveling westbound over Blackwater River.
Overnight, showers and thunderstorms are likely as we head toward early Friday morning. A little bit of lingering rain may fall as we head through the morning hours. We've got changes on the way for the weekend due to a cold front. Highs Saturday and Sunday will be in the low 80s with nice overnight lows dropping down into the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Appreciate that. 4:38 here at News Radio Pensacola, and we'll go to the phone, bring on our guest here. Every Thursday after a Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, Commissioner Colton Wright joins the program. Commissioner, appreciate the time again this week. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. I guess comparatively to the last few meetings we've had, I would say kind of a lighter agenda today. I don't know that you're going to lose sleep and complain about it too much, but one of the things that that came up today was having to do with the local option sales tax. So as I understand it, what's going on here, of course, there was discussion last month about tying a half-cent increase to the local option sales tax and then tying it to the impact fee discussion, so voters will have that in November. But the Department of Revenue had some problems with the language, right?
Yeah, that's correct. There was no real need for any debate today on the the topic itself of local option sales tax. It was simply the Department of Revenue had some concerns with the ballot language and the way it was worded. Of course, we have to submit it to them and they have to review it. They got back with our county attorney with their concerns. And he simply reworded it, brought it back to the board for a formal vote, just so we could codify that and make sure we have the correct ballot language for November.
And the crux of what they were saying is that, I guess, that because the county already has a half-cent local option sales tax, that we can't have a second half-cent. So it has either has to be, like, no local option sales tax or 1 cent. Is that right?
Yeah, it's either a half or a one, but they apparently weren't comfortable with having two halves.
Okay.
All the common sense for the rest of it says two halves makes one, but I guess they had some concern with that, so we had to make the update. And just to be clear, you know, if the residents of Santa Rosa County for some reason vote no on the ballot language in November, the current half cent would still be there until its planned expiration date.
So we're not saying that, hey, if this doesn't pass, we're doing away with the half cent. Okay, because not a betting man, but I would say that somebody somewhere would probably try to say that, hey, they're trying to pass a 1 cent increase on the current half cent, but that's not what's happening there.
Yeah, I'm sure someone will try to find some political benefit in trying to twist the truth, but that's the nature of the business, unfortunately.
The other thing on the agenda today, and there's been a lot of discussion about the aquatic center, you know, where's the best place for it, and a feasibility study was approved. So just talk about what was approved and what will come here in the next several months, if not years, of however long that takes, and just kind of walk us through that.
Well, you know, funny enough, this week there was actually no conversation about the Aquatic Center feasibility study, even though it was on the agenda. It made it straight through to the consent agenda, and there was no discussion on it. However, you know, in the previous week's meeting, when I wasn't present, there was apparently some discussion and some concern about the price of $132,000. But apparently, whatever concerns there were with that amount have been remedied, and it went through with no problem today with full support, unanimous support of the board. So, you know, now it'd be up to Baskerville Donovan, the company that's being contracted to do that, to just start the process. And so we'll be able to find out from the citizens and from all the stakeholders, you know, what it really could possibly look like, what an aquatic center would entail, you know, what factions of the community and sports segments and just different users and all the stakeholders, what that would look like, and give us an idea of what a cost would be so we know how to move forward and decide, you know, is that something the county wants to pursue or not.
And I think I remember from seeing some of the presentations is that they will provide the county with, I guess, kind of several different options or like different sizes at different price points, right?
Yeah, basically. They'll certainly look at all the different avenues of users, right? So whether it's, you know, simply recreational swimming, whether it's competitive swimming for schools and youth and college, there's some other recreational activities there. Are there training opportunities? You know, that's what it will really look like, and then what those different facilities would what those would entail, how large would they be, how expensive are they, you know, and give us some options on, do you do all of them, do you do one, do you do two, do you do three? You know, just give us the options and let us, you know, give us guidance, basically, so we can make an informed decision.
Talking with Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright, District 3, and Commissioner, other couple of items here that were approved. There was an agreement with the city of Milton regarding where the old Whittle building was previously located. So use of county property. So this is benefiting the city of Milton, correct?
Yeah, you know, the Whittle building was an old building that was in serious disrepair, and the board previously authorized demolition of that building. So there's basically an empty concrete slab next to another commercial parcel in downtown Milton. And the city of Milton said, hey, there's people parking on it, and they already have a parking lot that's roughly 1 acre in size directly across the street. And they said, rather than have this be used for parking, we would prefer that people park in the existing parking lot, and we'd like to do some beautification. You know, are you comfortable with the city doing beautification in our dime and us maintaining it? And I thought that was a great idea. Allows them to improve the look of downtown Milton while we still haven't, you know, until we find a permanent use for that property.
And finally, some FaceTime with the Secretary of Commerce yesterday.
Yeah, you know, we were really fortunate. Secretary of Commerce and his team wanted to come to Santa Rosa County, visit, see what some of the successes that we've had from an economic development standpoint. And primarily, we had an opportunity to give some presentations to him and his team, and then go to Peter Prince Airport, look at the existing hangar that the county leases to Leonardo Helicopter and their current MRO facilities, their operations they're doing in that facility. And then we went out to Whiting Aviation Park, toured the construction site there where they're currently working on the infrastructure for their new very, very large series of hangars for their permanent facility. Secretary and his team were very encouraged, very happy, gave us a lot of good feedback, and I think we've got a lot of opportunity to continue work with Department of Commerce and other grant funding organizations in the future for that project and many others.
All right, good stuff there. We appreciate it. Commissioner Colton Wright joining the program after today's commission meeting. Commissioner, we appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again next later on this month, all right?
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
All right, Commissioner Colton Wright joining the program here, 446 at News Radio Pensacola. Let's find out if there's anything happening on the roads. Austin?
Well, let's see. We still have got the same issues we've been dealing with. We'll start in Pensacola. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but that's nothing too bad. Highway 297A passing northbound and southbound, whether you be traveling from Pine Cone Road or drive, rather, or traveling southbound towards it. But that, once again, is pretty run-of-the-mill for this hour. Outside of that, it's just the backups we had in Pensacola on Blue Angel Parkway, traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. There's still some pretty heavy congestion there, but it's not as bad as it was. And then outside of Pensacola, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, still heavily backed up and had some problems on I-10. I think I understand why I had my oopsie earlier. The accident is reported for the westbound lanes, but the congestion is traveling eastbound. So we'll just chalk that up to map error there. But either way, if you're traveling eastbound on I-10, coming from Avalon Boulevard and traveling towards Blackwater River, we still got some pretty heavy congestion there. And speaking of Blackwater River, the last main spot is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over the river and heading into downtown Milton.
Warm, humid weather continues through tonight, and there's a pretty good chance for showers and thunderstorms to move through. The most likely time for that will be before sunrise or around sunrise Friday morning. Through Friday morning, a chance for lingering rain is there, and then it will clear out as we head through the day. And we've got a cold front changing things up for the weekend in a good way. Highs this weekend will be in the low 80s, and overnight lows will be down in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News First Warning Forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Looking at some rapid-fire stories here. Donald Trump's 18-year-old son, Barron Trump, selected as a delegate to the Florida Republican Party convention. Announcement that Barron will be one of Florida's at-large delegates at the convention, where they'll officially make Donald Trump its presidential nominee. Also, Attorney General Ashley Moody canceling criminals with help from cyber fraud enforcement. She announced the takedown of fraudulent SunPass toll websites. She says there was around 10 of them that closely resembled the legitimate link SunPass.com that were trying to scam residents out of money there. National news, 3 people dead after severe storms hit the south. Tennessee slammed with 4 tornadoes yesterday. 2 deaths reported, and also 1 person killed by winds in North Carolina as well. Sports, we got an ESPN doubleheader on ESPN starting at 6 o'clock. Cavs, Celtics, what is that, game 2? 3. No, game 3,
yeah,
right?
It's game 3. Celtics are up 2-0.
Yeah, and then Mavs, Thunder, game 2 at 8:30. The Thunder lead that series 1-0. TNT NHL doubleheader starting at 6. Rangers Hurricanes with the Rangers up 2-0. And then also the Avalanche and Austin's Dallas Stars. Ooh. At 8:30. Avalanche lead that series 1-0, right?
Yes, the Avalanche do lead that 1-0. And my bad, it's like a Mandela effect. Cavaliers and Celtics is game 2 tonight.
Oh, okay.
The Celtics just blew them out in game 1.
Gotcha. So it felt like a 2-game loss.
Hurt them so bad, it's like they beat them twice.
That's right. Yeah. Let's see here. Wall Street closing higher. Dow Jones Industrial up 331 points, S&P 500 up 26, and the NASDAQ gained 43. First of the new batch of Lord of the Rings films will release in 2026. It's called Lord of the Rings, The Hunt for Gollum. Mm. It'll focus on the character Gollum, and we'll see Andy Serkis reprise the role from the original trilogy. So we're getting the original Gollum there. Also, he's the director on it, so it's not Peter Jackson. There's also an animated film from the franchise coming out on December 13th titled Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim. Pretty cool there.
Yeah.
4:50, we'll take a break there, recapping our top stories, wacky stories, and some good news as well. Pensacola right now.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctor's not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join Bike Pensacola for their annual escorted slow ride through downtown Pensacola, Friday evening at 6. See Slow Ride Pensacola on Facebook for more information. Remember to help stamp out hunger this Saturday. Leave healthy, non-perishable food donations by your mailbox. The National Association of Letter Carriers helped make this annual event the biggest single-day effort to help those in need of food. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here at News Radio Pensacola. Happy Thursday. Joe and Austin with you, keeping you company on your way home. We appreciate you tuning in. Text line 850-437-1620. Text line is, or traffic line rather, 850-262-6111. As we recap the top stories, and really it's the top local headline and also national news as well. There were two news conferences earlier this afternoon centered around the shooting death of Roger Fortson, the 23-year-old Air Force senior airman. First this morning was the his family had hired yesterday civil rights attorney Ben Crump, and he spoke in Okaloosa County. Here was some of what he had to say.
He was walking back, and the door was open, and then how she said that she just heard shots. And then how he was on the ground.
And they said, instead of calling MS, they just said, oh yeah, he shot up. He shot up, our baby was shot up.
He was shot 6 times.
That was followed a couple hours later by a press conference from Okaloosa County Sheriff Eric Aiden, in which they also showed publicly for the first time the body camera footage.
What we do know at this time is that the deputy did announce himself, not once, but twice. Mr. Fortson's comments indicate that he did acknowledge it was law enforcement at the door, and he arrived at the door with a firearm in his hand. The deputy knocked on the correct door. He did not cover the peephole or otherwise obscure its view in any way.
Aiden said that he met with Fortson's mother today and promises that transparency and accountability are our top priorities. Final check of the roads and weather this hour, Austin.
Well, let's see. It's a bit more of the same that we've already been touching on. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile, giving us some typical issues there. Same can be said with Pinecone Drive. This is if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 297A. And then as you continue northbound on 297 itself, we've got some further issues there. I-10 traveling, this is going to be westbound, a little ways past 9 Mile Road. We do have some minor issues over there. But the most problems on I-10 are going to be if you're traveling eastbound past Avalon Boulevard towards Blackwater River. We did have accident reports in that area that appear to be causing that congestion. Beyond that, it's just a bit more the same. Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Overnight, showers and thunderstorms are likely as we head toward early Friday morning. A little bit of lingering rain may fall as we head through the morning hours. We've got changes on the way for the weekend due to a cold front. Highs Saturday and Sunday will be in the low 80s with nice overnight lows dropping down into the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. Let's see, what else is going on today? You know that new car smell, right?
Yeah, I think I know. I think I would recognize it. I've always heard about it, though.
I suppose you have to have a new car to get that.
Yes, but and that I do not have.
Yeah. A new study, though, says that the new car smell could be toxic. Study out of Duke and the Green Science Policy Institute found that the air inside some vehicles made since 2015 is polluted with flame retardants, some potentially neurotoxic or carcinogenic. So I guess if you're just whiffing and taking in that new car smell, you may be killing yourself, according to science.
Well, I understand if it has like a chemical-like smell. I could totally get that. A former Boeing employee says he was pressured to hide defects in airplane parts. Santiago Paredes worked as an inspector at a Boeing parts manufacturer for over a decade. He says that his higher-ups would be upset when he found defects and would pressure him to stay silent. His comments come after two Boeing whistleblowers died unexpectedly in the past 3 months.
Yeah, that's not good. Mr. Softy, the iconic soft ice cream company, is launching an app letting you know when their truck is in your neighborhood. With a jingle that's the familiar to three generations of ice cream lovers, it's impossible to miss the truck, but if you want to know exactly when it'll hit your street, there's an app for that now. You just type in your zip code to find out the location of the nearest truck, and if you don't want to wait for an ice cream cone sundae or a milkshake, you can head on over to wherever the app says it's at. So, all right.
Yeah, very nice.
Let's see. Seattle police are trying to locate a stolen cello.
Really?
It's no ordinary cello, the 1890 Enrico Marchetti cello. It's worth about $250,000. The owners returned home to find the front door open and the window shattered. The suspect stole the cello, bows, and several other items. They need to pick their friends better because that's has all. Nobody just breaks into home and be like, huh, I wonder what that, I think I'll just take the cello. Now, somebody knew exactly what that cello was, and I'm willing to bet was somebody in their inner circle.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
or at least not, maybe not inner circle, but you know what I mean. Like somebody who knows them and is acquaintance with them and says, okay, I know they have a $250,000 cello and I know they're going to be away.
Well, it could just be a matter of knowing that musical instruments are expensive. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm always a glass half full guy, you know. Ohio State University's commencement speaker says he took a psychedelic while writing his speech that encouraged people to buy cryptocurrency. Entrepreneur and OSU alum Chris Pan wrote on LinkedIn days before the ceremony that he got help using a mind-altering substance. On Sunday, Pan was booed as he tried to motivate graduates to buy Bitcoin and forced them into a sing-along.
Yeah, you know, some colleges get the, hey, you can do anything you want to in life, and it's all up to you. And this guy say, hey, buy my crypto.
What a loser.
A Vietnam vet in South Carolina named Larry Morganti just got one of his dog tags back nearly 60 years after he lost them in a rocket attack. Some guy with a metal detector found it and spent 2 years tracking him down, and he mailed it to Larry last month along with a letter thanking him for his service.
Very cool.
Pretty cool story there. All right, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up now.